A Wednesday after a Tuesday in which there was a city council meeting, the first Tuesday of the month. We have sitting in with us Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martig. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you
good
so morning. Much for coming in.
Yes.
Well, did you get it wrapped up yesterday?
Yes. Even early.
Even early. All right. We talked last week that the budget and tax levy were going to be approved. You do have a contingency week next week if need to be, but you got it all taken care of last night. That's quite a bit to go through.
Yes, we still have a meeting next week, though.
It doesn't end. Well, let's start off by talking about you had, of course, last night you voted on the budget and the tax levy, and both of them passed, and we'll get to that in just a moment or so. Whenever you talk in taxes, you're going to have people speak up, and you had some people at the public hearing. Not everyone was happy about the taxes, but I guess who would be? You like to have them go down, but that's not really always a reality or even something that could happen. But what are your thoughts?
Well, Jeff, it's always really helpful to hear real-life examples, right, of how our choices that we make at the dais there affect people. And because we've been hearing about that over the past 10 years, we've mm-hmm. really been taking steps to make sure that when we're communicating about the budget, that we're really communicating more holistically. And so that was really a new step that we took this year, is showing the whole picture. So the city, the county, I'm missing one. Oh, and the school district. Mm-hmm. Yes. Showing the effect of the taxes from all three entities, because they all three affect people who live here in our community. And so you will see in the PowerPoint presentations and things that the background information that's put together, just really trying to give a broader picture and a fuller picture of the effect of taxes and what they're doing for the people that live here in our community.
Yeah, we had Terry included in her story one person who had their taxes raised, I think, in the last 6 or 7 years, almost 50%.
Yeah.
Big jump all the way around. So
yeah.
And it's going up again. We've got a 5%, our 4.9% increase is, and this is not in your taxes, but in the overall tax levy. People should make that distinction.
Yeah.
There were a couple of options after we were on the board last night. It wasn't unanimous, 4-3, but you went with a 4.9% increase. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So there were really, as you said, two options on the table, 4.4% and 4.9%. And really the difference between those two is about the difference between $4.70 a month versus $5.11 a month for a $200,000 home. So that's about a $5 difference throughout the year of the difference between 4.4 to 4.9. Mm-hmm. So the difference really isn't that significant. It was a small change that would allow us to implement the family and parental leave policy. So that was really the driving factor there of the slight increase, I would say. Mm-hmm. There's been an extra effort here now that we have a strategic plan that our community gave us some feedback on. They told us what things were important to them. We have board and commission members telling us, you know, what were the most important issues for our community. So we're really connecting the budget with that strategic plan that really was a driver for our community and has been formally adopted by the council.
Explain that.
Yeah, so there are six strategic priorities mm-hmm. in our strategic plan. We've got let's see if I can get them all right. Economic development, affordable housing, infrastructure, operational effectiveness, diversity, equity, and inclusion, climate action, and that's it. Yay.
Okay.
All right, I did it. So you'll see in there in our budgeting, we have made sure that in order to move all of those initiatives forward, it is quite an aggressive plan. So we are bringing in a project manager really to oversee and help move some of those initiatives that we heard from the community were so important to get done. We need to get the work of the community done. And we have a community that really has high expectations for delivery of services. And so that requires sometimes some extra people power to help get those initiatives moved forward. So you'll see project manager position. You'll see a communications position. We have a community that's really hungry for information, and a full-time communication position will really help with that. We've got dollars in there to complete the climate action planning. We've got a riverfront study. That's something that we've talked about recently to really, through as the river runs through our community from border to border, that we would take utilize it to its fullest potential rather than turning our backs on it.
Now, the money that's set aside for that, is that, what is that used for? Is that for like a consultant or?
For which one are you talking about, Jeff?
The Riverfront Initiative.
Oh, yeah. So okay. Doing some concept plan. We really want to have an action plan document. Our guiding documents talk a lot about the importance of the river and using that as mm-hmm. a strategic asset for the city. And so basically to have somebody to help do some kind of formal planning that we can have to put some projects into place. So we certainly think there'll be some projects, capital projects, that'll probably come out of that. But it's basically some consulting dollars. And some of these funds, too, are coming from mm-hmm. that in particular. Part of it's coming from park funds. Some of it comes from some excess general fund reserves that we have. So not everything's being impacted by the levy as well. But the council did have a lot of discussions along the way about what are our top priorities and how do we make sure that we've got the resources to accomplish them. Because really, if you don't have implementation, you've got to put some of the money behind that as well. So those are important. In addition to what the mayor commented on, too, we do have some important positions, too, that we know as we looked at the data in our parks and streets
department. I'm going to have you move that microphone
parks
up
and
just
streets
a little
department,
bit.
We're adding a position, you know, that will help us with snow removal, will help us with our street maintenance improvements that we have. We're pretty thin there, so definitely a full-time position is necessary on that. So we're adding that in. In our police investigations position, we've added as well, so we'll have more robust opportunity to follow up on crimes. We know that, you know, things like crimes on related to electronic communications and things is really time-consuming and difficult. Mental health related crime research and follow-up really takes a lot of time as well. So in that levy increase that we have, we're able to deliver those additional services, as well as a new communications person too, to help us better get the word out on the things happening with the city, because we know people are hungry for that. Okay. You're in that business, so you know that there's not enough information for people out there. So.
Now, the positions, I'm presuming the communication, I know the police officer, those are full-time permanent positions, aren't they? The project manager, is that a full-time position? Is that a temporary thing?
No, that is really it's a temporary position. It's something new that mm-hmm. we're trying, and it's directly related to the strategic plan.
Mm-hmm. Has somebody been hired for that yet? You have a $100,000 per year budget for 2 years on that?
Yeah, that's right. So it'll be benefited, position for a couple of years. So no, mm-hmm. we're in development of the job description. It's not completed, but we're getting that moving now that the council's adopting
but
that.
I guess my question, is that like a regular employee then, or is that like a consultant? Or you're hired, is it a temp, or has that been even established yet?
Technically, it'd be either way. My preference would be is we try and find an employee. So people mm-hmm. out there listening, we've got a lot of smart people in this community that may be looking for some work. So we definitely are going to try and find that position. You know, mm-hmm. if it doesn't work out that we can't find the right person, we'll certainly evaluate anything mm-hmm. We'd evaluate professional consulting as well. But I think the preference definitely would be to have somebody in-house, somebody familiar with the community ideally, and really the skills around facilitation and helping us in some of these key areas within our strategic plan, going out for grants, helping to facilitate communications, helping us with reporting to the city council, really dedicated to our strategic plan itself.
All right. Let's talk about, you mentioned the family leave, and that was has had quite a bit of discussion over the course of the last few months. You had a committee, somebody that recommended, you had a task force that recommended a 2-week paid vacation for those on parental leave. Mm-hmm. The final was 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Despite that recommendation, you gave 6 weeks, which is almost double any other city in the state other than St. Paul. I had 4 weeks from what Councillor Colby had mentioned last night. Boy, that's a lot. Do we need to do that? That's a lot of taxpayers' dollars right there.
Well, let me just challenge that a little bit.
Okay.
A lot of taxpayer dollars, not in relation to our budget. It's really not. It's really a small portion of our budget. And maybe Mr. Marte can mm-hmm. Talk about that a little bit more. But the options, we have an council employment policy committee. Mm-hmm. We also have a finance committee. And so those are made up of at least three city council members. Mm-hmm. And then we make, I serve on that employment policy committee, and we make recommendations back to the council. That is not an opportunity for us to tell our council colleagues that this is the way it should be. It's an opportunity for us to dig in, bring back a recommendation, but then it needs to be fully vetted by the council as a whole. You have seven members of a council, and they all have equal legislative authority with their vote. And so no policy committee ever can come in and say, this is our recommendation and you have to do it. I think this is such a unique and new issue for our community. I think it needed to be really fully vetted by the council as a whole. Yes, we did our due diligence. We gathered extensive background information, but then the council really had to weigh in and give direction on where we should go with it. The first option was a 2-week, or you say a 10-day option. So in a sense, any person within the community that has care of an immediate family member with a serious injury or illness has an opportunity to take 2 of those 10-week times of leave. So in a sense, all employees throughout the city, if they have a situation like that, they can take up to 4 weeks. Now, there is a unique provision in there that we added that did not come out of the Employee Policy Committee, which was a 30-day or 6-week option specifically for an employee's own incapacity due to pregnancy, prenatal medical care, or childbirth, or for the birth of an employee's child, or the placement within an employee's home of a newly adopted or foster child. So really, that was more a driver of wanting to support families. I don't know if I'm the only one in the room here right now that has experienced having to give birth. Mm-hmm. And it is a significant, it's really quite significant. And unless you've been through it, you don't know and understand, it's really a big deal. And sometimes mothers in the workplace, they have to go on bed rest. And so you want to be able to support your mothers in the workplace. We need all people in the community. We're short on workers throughout the state and really throughout the nation. And so supporting our families, supporting our mothers, supporting all of our employees in this way can really be a driver for ensuring that we have we can compete in the marketplace and being able to capture talent that we're competing with all the other cities.
Let me talk a little bit about cost, too. You talked about that, Jeff. So, we're looking at about, I'm going to round this just to keep it simple, about $25,000 for the option one. Even the council members that voted against it did speak in favor of that alternative. So there was disagreement on this, it was really that additional option two that there was some debate on that. That's about $25,000, and then I think we were at about $60,000 just rounding total with the other one. So yes, that's a cost. It's a little bit hard to predict, though, because some positions that we have, really what it is that somebody has a serious medical issue that they're taking care of a family member. Say you've got somebody in hospice, a parent that you're dealing with, and you need to be out under federal FMLA obligations. They can take that time off. Some positions we have to backfill. Others you simply will just leave that open. We've had leaves. It's not uncommon where some leaves. Others just in the pick up the slack, or if it's a short enough leave, it's a week or two. You kind of just manage with it. So there isn't really cash out of pocket impact with that. You might get a little additional accruals, the employee, but usually that won't be impacted for years. So really the cash is a little bit difficult. There are certain positions that we have to fill. We have a patrol officer on the street doing the work. We're going to have to backfill that. So there'll be some costs there. When you look at it from the two levy options that the council adopted, you're really talking about a $39,000 difference, which is less than half of a percent of a percentage of our total tax levy. And that translates to $5 a year to the typical home, $200,000 home. So it's really a $5 difference to the impact of this benefit that we've got.
from what I've talked to some people, and some people want this, some people don't. But one of the arguments is, hey, we get $5 here, $5 there, $5 everywhere. Everybody's hitting us for $5. The schools are, the county is, this, you know, is anybody really, I mean, how good of stewards of the money are we? I mean, are we really watching out for the taxpayers? You heard from some senior citizens, they're especially hard hit by this. Are we really listening to everyone?
I think absolutely. And I would say, too, in our presentation, was we showed in our comparable city groups, mm-hmm. Northfield's actually one of the lowest tax levied communities in our comparable groups as well. And we certainly looked at that. We absolutely are concerned about that. I think we're very careful stewards of it. We go into great detail throughout this whole process and look at that. We realize that there's a cost to these things, and we listen to the different perspectives, so those are all important. But I think to answer your question, Jeff, absolutely, we're concerned about that, and we definitely listen to everybody's comments.
All right. All right.
So if I could just weigh in a little bit more on that, Jeff. So after serving for 10 years, you kind of the level on the complexity and the difficulty of getting the work done in the city, you start to see things and they start to sink in just a little bit deeper each and every mm-hmm. year. So one of the things that we can be doing is increasing tourism within our community to bring in people, right, to buy the goods and services of the businesses that are here. So mm-hmm. we can increase the bottom line for our businesses if we expand tourism. And you can do that through arts and culture. You can do that through sports. There are areas there that we really have not fully tapped into. Four of our top five employers are tax exempt. That creates a unique situation for us as a community, and we need to look at how can we do things differently, or what is the appetite for individuals, community members, businesses in the community to look at other options for how do we fund the basic services of our community. A lot of people really... You don't know what's missing until it's missing. Potholes are a big deal, right? Keeping up on our parks is a big deal. And we've got to look at other options for how we can get the needs of the city met. And there's lots of different things for us to consider. And the paid and parental leave is just one of those. But I think it was a really important one to get done.
All right. Let's move on. That was not the only thing that you discussed last night, along with the raising the tax levy. You had the capital improvement plan, which was that adopted last night? Was that approved?
Yes, Jeff. So okay. Other than the budget ones, which was a 4-3 vote, everything passed unanimously last night. So it was really very little discussion. There was agreement. These budget discussions started mm-hmm. back in August. So we've had 6 months to really have dialogue, discussion, ask lots of questions. We've received multiple presentations. And so by the time it gets to December, we've talked about it so much. There's no need to really go over things any further. So yes, CIP, the Capital Improvement Plan, Capital Equipment Plan, the EDA, and the HRA levies all passed unanimously.
All right. Anything else we've got? We're just about out of time, but anything else from last night or coming up?
Probably just a comment. Mayor, you want to comment on our river walk coming up and our heading out this evening to a Minnesota Monthly Magazine event to recognize potentially Northfield as a winner, certainly a finalist.
Yeah, best Minnesota town by the Minnesota Monthly Magazine. So I think Councillor Ness said last night, we all know we're going to get it, or we're the best. So it will be fun to be there at that event and really hope that we come back with a top prize there. Also, Winter Walk is tomorrow, and just a wonderful opportunity for people to come out and walk our downtown streets, go to our library, see the model trains, hear some angelic voices on the showmobile. I think we've got multiple events maybe planned for that, musical events, and enjoy our shops and take a look around. A lot of our shops just have wonderful gift ideas, I think, for people to put under their Christmas tree.
Yeah, well, they've done a wonderful job with the downtown, all the lights and everything that's going on right there and on Bridge Square. So it's going to look better than ever. I like the new luminaries that they have as well. So
yes, we talked about that.
Sustainability too, you know, they're reused every year. So the thanks to the chamber too, you know, and all of the other groups and volunteers that put the work into it. So I kind of, even if people have done a lot of their shopping already, get out there and support people, because there's a lot of work that goes into it, and it's really a wonderful event, and you really get one shot at it a year. So try and get out there.
Yeah, weather's going to be good for it, so we got that going for us. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Poundell, as well as City Administrator Ben Martin. Coming up in just a moment or so, Tim McNiff, News with a Side of Sports. We'll be right back with Terry and a look at local news in just a moment.
First impressions still count, perhaps now more than ever. If you have a business, your website is often the first contact you have with potential clients. Is yours performing? This is Rhys Line of Line Logic. We specialize in optimizing the performance of your website, whether you need a full redesign or you just need your site to perform more efficiently. We know you don't just need a website, you need results. That's what KYMN Radio wanted when they asked us to redesign their website. And that's exactly what we delivered. An efficient site that maximizes user experience and allows their staff to easily keep it up to date with news and information that their listeners demand. Contact us at our website, linelogic.net.
Wright County authorities say a body found in the Crow River inside a submerged vehicle is believed to be a missing Monticello woman.